Welcome to a Sports Speak FM Fantasy Edition.
A darkness has returned to Middle-earth, threatening all the free peoples. A fellowship must unite to defeat it and destroy the wicked ring of power once and for all.
I will take it!
You have my sword.
And my bow.
And my axe. And you, Benbow and Adamwise?
The best podcast in all of Hobbiton!
Friendships will be tested.
What are you doing?
It's one of our podcasts.
We're playing some for you, Mr. Frodo.
Turn it off, you fools! Turn it off!
That's nice.
It's the Prancing Ponies podcasters. They're back.
And not everyone will survive the journey.
You shall not pass!
Sorry, Mr. Gandalf, sir. We can see you're banishing an ancient evil right now, but we were wondering for our next podcast,
We want to ask our listeners, would they prefer to be able to fly or to be invisible? What would you choose?
Fly, you fools!
Ah! The Lord of the Rings. The Return of Smoothspeak.
So his mum and dad are dead and he's got a scar on his face.
Nasty way to go!
Welcome
guys to episode 4 of Smoothspeak FM's podcast. We got a great episode lined up for you.
That's right. Well, Adam, you know yourself that I personally love fantasy, especially Lord of the Rings.
Oh yeah.
It's possibly my favourite thing to watch ever.
Yeah, well, you fancy yourself as a bit of a guru on the all things Lord of the Rings.
Well, you know the stats from Quiz Up. You know how I'm going.
Yeah, well, I think those are fudged numbers because I'm gonna give you a quiz, man. That's what we're gonna do. I will quiz and test your knowledge.
But I'm not ready.
Well, you better get ready. You better get Wikipedia open right now.
LOTR Wiki.
Yeah.
We're going to be delving into the phenomenon of Game of Thrones.
Oh, hell yeah.
And our own tips of who's going to be king or queen at the end.
Yep, so if you guys don't like this sort of speculation and are big fans of Game of Thrones and don't want any spoilers or anything like that, then sit down and shut up and listen.
Yeah.
We're also going to be dipping into some fantasy fiction of our own, Ben. We have a nice little tale for you guys. Like, because let's face it, there is a stigma around fantasy as a genre not being a legitimate form of writing.
Yeah, as in everyone does the exact same thing. There'd be a kid in a quiet town and he gets, you know, hustled and bustled up with this massive adventure to beat a Dark Lord. So
essentially,
Adam and myself are going to try and see if we can just make it up on the spot and see if it's the exact same as most things.
Which it will be. It'll be great. And I'm going to be sharing a personal magical experience of my own and not one between the sheets.
Quizico Totalis.
Alrighty, it's quiz time, guys. Ben, are you ready?
Yeah, I've been preparing for 15 years, so if I do get a few wrong and that I've shamed myself and my family.
He looks pretty nervous, guys. He's sweating. There's a lot riding on this.
Yeah, I've got nerves.
I can tell. Alright, let's dive into this. Question 1. What are Durin's folk more commonly known as? A. Hobbits from outside the Shire. B. Dwarves. C. Forest Elves. Or D. Great Eagles.
B.
You're gonna lock in Dwarves?
Dwarves.
We'll give him that one, guys. Ooh. That was an easy one to get started. Don't get too comfy.
Feel it in my bones. I've got a good feeling about the next one.
Question number 2. What are the Palantiri, and how many are there? A. 3 rings of power given to the elves. B. 7 seeing stones. C. 3 jewels created by Fëanor. Pronunciation ain't gonna be great, guys, I'm sorry. And D. 3 strands of Galadriel's hair given to Gimli.
Okay, this is a very hard one. It's either A or C. I'm going to go with... So the Palantiri, that's what it was.
Yep, Palantiri.
I'm going to go with... What was C again, sorry?
C was 3 jewels created by Fëanor.
You dickhead.
Just get me to say his name again. B was 7 seeing stones. A was 3 rings of power given to the elves. And D was the strands of hair from
I'm gonna go. It's either A or C. I'm gonna go with C.
Bam, bam. Yeah. You're wrong. 7 seeing stones, son.
Far out.
Yeah, you remember that. Question number 3. What are the 2 watchers? A. They are carved gargoyles at the entrance to the tower of Kirith Ungol. B. Massive statues of Isildur and Anarion standing on either side of the river Anduin.
B. Lock it in.
No! You cocky bastard.
Boom!
Okay, he's good, folks.
Well, to my shame, some of these questions might be from the books, which I haven't even read. I've just seen the films. And I'm
so
ticked
much,
amount of times.
Yeah.
So, to all of the true Lord of the Ring fans out there that are ashamed of me for saying that I'm a real fan, I apologize.
Final question, Ben. You've made it this far with only one incorrect answer.
So it's either I've gotten 75% if I get this one right or 50-50. And I am not a Lord of the Rings fan if I get 50-50.
What marked the start of the Third Age? A. The defeat of Sauron at the hands of the Last Alliance of Elves and Men. B. The destruction of Beleriand in the War of Wrath. C. The death of Sauron after the destruction of the One Ring. Or D. The creation of the 2 trees that gave light and time to the world.
It was A.
Yep, you are correct.
Yes, thank you very much.
Well done. Okay, well,
are you proud of me?
I'm very proud of you. All those hours of watching the extended versions.
All came down to this.
And it paid off.
It's like, wow, I've wasted my life.
Yeah, but you're in the top 10 in Lord of the Rings, Australia.
Yes, thank you for that.
Smooth Speak sends their regards.
So, suiting the fantasy edition of this podcast, there's no way that we're going to ignore the biggest global phenomenon for fantasy in the last...
Several decades.
Long time, since Lord of the Rings started, and that's obviously Game of Thrones. And there's been a lot of, you know, speculation and hubbub about who people think are going to be king or queen at the end.
Yeah.
And we just thought that we're going to jump the gun, 5 or 6 years until it actually...
Yeah, well, eventuates. Why not? Yeah. I love a good a bet.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, who do you think is going to be the winner in the end?
Well, Ben, I'm going to start with the obvious. I'm going to throw Jon Snow into the mix because everyone loves Jon Snow.
Yeah, he's going to be such an awesome hero.
And he's not dead. No, he's not. I know what you're going to ask. And the answer's... he's not dead.
Yeah, it's safe to say that he's going to come back.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. He's such a popular character.
Okay,
as well.
so Jon Snow. Yeah. Who else? Who else is in the mix?
Well, Tyrion is a character who's grown to be a fan favourite over the course of the series.
Without a doubt.
And he is, you know, in a pretty powerful position at the moment, being by Khaleesi's side.
Well, but do you think that, same with Jon Snow as well, that George R.R. Martin, he would let the heroes actually win in the end? Because he's all about, you know, killing off some of the fan favourites.
Yeah,
do you think that would happen?
Well, I think that he... What does he have to prove with killing the good guy anymore? He's already done it with 6 characters.
Yeah. Ned Stark, then his son as well.
And, I mean, that's fair enough in the early days of a TV show, but to end a show, you don't want to leave people with a sour taste in their mouth.
Yeah, there's only so far that you can go without the readers or the viewers being disgruntled.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, if the White Walkers won, it would be a waste of a show, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, so you think that Jon Snow has a chance?
Well, who do you think has a chance?
Well, I'm gonna throw a curveball. Well, for one, I think that Daenerys is gonna be gutted like a fish.
Ah, you bastard.
Because George R. R. Martin hates to write her, he's gone on record to say that he loathes the character.
Really?
But it's just a necessary thing that she's in it.
So she's important, but for what reason?
That's right. Well, I think that because Jorah Mormont is her right-hand man, I think she's going to die, you know, in one of the last battles, and he's going to take control of it and then push forward and, you know, defeat who it may be. It could be the White Walkers or the Lannisters and things like that. And
he could become a king. I'm not saying he definitely will. He could become a king and, you know, rule the Seven Kingdoms in a way that Daenerys would want to. And also, I love him as a character. He's just this gruff...
Khaleesi.
Yeah.
Dothraki hordes.
Well, that man needs to see a dermatologist stat.
Yeah, that's right.
Or he will bite the dust.
Yeah, well, we were talking about it before that his skin condition is...
It's getting worse.
A little unhygienic, isn't it?
Yeah.
But hopefully, you know, he sees some sense.
Okay, one more party in the Game of Thrones that I might bring up as well is the Boltons. Like, they're up north. The only other threat up north, really, is the White Walkers.
Yeah.
And there's no way in hell the White Walkers are just going to steamroll. I mean, they will steamroll a lot of territory, but they can't win the Game of Thrones.
Yeah, they can't.
They're dead. They don't give a shit.
And also, to think about it, because if it's a Song of Ice and Fire... You know what, Ramsay Snow, even though he is a Bolton technically, but there's been a lot of speculation about the Bastards, their last names being the deal that is ice. So not the White Walkers necessarily.
Ah, okay.
So, and also, you know, fire can also mean the Lord of the Light. There were so many things going on.
Oh, true, yeah.
So, you know, Jon Snow could be the ice, and, or, you know, even Ramsay Snow could be the ice in it.
Well,
could be an unlikely hero.
I'll tell you one thing, Jon Snow is the... The fire in my dreams.
And...
I think we'll move on from this topic. Ben, it is time to put the magic where our mouth is.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to write some fantasy literature.
So what's going to happen is Adam's going to start off with one sentence and I have no idea what he's going to say, and then I'm just going to follow up with another, and hopefully we'll... form a coherent sort of sentence and storyline.
Yeah, so we're just going to go sentence for sentence. I mean, how hard can it be, man?
Smooth speaks Gjallarhorn's Tale, Part 1, The Tale of Gjallarhorn.
It was a wet spring day when Gjallarhorn was mowing the lawn outside his father's keep.
His tale had begun, and he looked to the east.
There shined a star, and... a higher being floated down from the heavens to share with Gjallarhorn grave news. it's your turn, Ben.
His fiancée had been taken away by the cruel King Agbul.
Agbul had a love for other man's women, and he kept many at his dark keep. On the far side of the world.
Gjallarhorn's tale was grim.
Gjallarhorn was Gjallarhorn.
And his tale started with this next sentence.
Oh my god. Oh shit.
Bad start by you. This wasn't my fault.
What are you talking about?
I brought in the evil Lord Agbul.
Yeah, well, I brought in the, you know, the kind of Gandalf-like person that came in and was just like, hey, all this bad shit's happening. You better do something about it, Gjallarhorn. Okay, let's kick it off. Maybe, so Gjallarhorn, let's assume that Gjallarhorn has met up with some other people.
Yeah, good one.
And he's going to help fight the tyranny of...
let's just say, we can start it from there. We don't want to have any precursor right now. He's with his friends.
Yeah, and they're going to... Okay. After Gjallarhorn had slaughtered all of the little folk in the village due to their superstitions of being agents of evil...
he tortured the last child and asked where his fiancée was. But
the child didn't... Oh no, what happened? What happened? Let's say this is the pivotal battle between Gjallarhorn and King Agog.
Okay, so
after
two sentences, we managed to screw that up.
Okay, let's try something. We need something completely different now, guys. We're going to go word for word instead of sentence for sentence.
Okay,
let's see if we can get somewhere here. Over.
And...
As in over the hill.
Yeah,
over the other side. Oh,
yeah. I was like over and under.
Okay. Gjallarhorn
sheathed
his
blade
and
knocked
on the trumpet
keep
answering?
New sentence. Okay, new sentence, new sentence. We'll start off. Okay. Actually, let's just bring it from nowhere. No pretext, okay?
No pretext. Okay.
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 With Gjallarhorn,
rode
the ranger
named
Kalkasar.
Kalkasar
had
a
scar
on
his
face
across
one
lip.
Okay.
Smiting Gjallarhorn,
the
evil
king
struck
him
across
the
brow,
knocking
Gjallarhorn
out
and
claiming
his
victory.
Gjallarhorn
stirred,
murmuring,
I
need
a
friend
right
here.
Please.
Now.
Okay, I'm gonna get us rolling again. With his mighty sword,
Gjallarhorn
swung,
splitting
the
innocent child.
Why?
Well, I think, how do you think that goes for a coherent resemblance of a storyline?
Look, I think we made some beautifully written sentences.
My God,
beautifully vocalized lines.
I think it's probably better for audiobooks rather than just literature.
Yeah, I reckon.
Because it looks like a disabled crab could write something like this.
So Adam and myself, well, not to blow our own horns or anything, or to sound smug, but we were in a small fantasy series just a few years back.
Yeah, it was good fun. Unfortunately, we didn't make the cut, but
yeah.
Given the fantasy theme of this episode, we figured it's relevant to look back on. So we hope you guys enjoy it.
Let the sorting begin!
Go on, Adam and Ben.
Ah, a couple of strapping young lads.
Hurry up, you senile hat!
I see bravery and tomfoolery. Maybe Gryffindor will do.
Please, Slytherin. Please, Slytherin.
Slytherin, eh? A lot of bad characters have come from that house.
Please, Slytherin.
My, oh my, what a year it's been. Once again, the Dark Lord has been banished with the help of some remarkable students.
Harry, Hermione. That's us.
Two boys named Adam and Ben came to me last night with an incredible story.
What?
They foiled the plots of some naughty students to bring back the Dark Lord.
That was us, you stupid kids.
Well done, Gryffindor. Well done, Gryffindor. However, it takes a great deal of courage to stand up to your enemies, but a great deal more to stand up to your friends.
Hey, Hermione, you filthy mudblood. You'll get yours when the Dark Lord returns. You and that oafish friend, Hagrid.
I award 50 points to Slytherin to win the House Cup!
Mental, that one. I'm telling you.
So, Adam has a personal experience regarding magic that you'd like to tell the fans?
First, I'd just like to ask, Ben, do you believe in magic?
Yeah. Well, you know, ghouls, goblins, and grimpoos in the night.
A couple of my cousins believed in magic back when we were around 10 years old. My sister and I are quite close to a pair of our cousins who are only a couple of years younger than us. And we actually convinced them, back when Harry Potter was all the craze, we convinced them that they had been accepted into the school of Hogwarts. Witchcraft and wizardry school.
That is the worst thing ever.
Come on, yeah, man. It was just so easy.
You sacrificed your soul. Was it worth it?
It was so worth it. Like, everything about it was just so well planned. We got our mum to write a letter on card with a fountain pen, so it looked all scrolly and everything. We put British pounds in the envelope. not that Hogwarts would send people money, but like just to add to the authenticness.
Oh, goodness gracious, mate.
They brought that up and they...
What was their reaction like after you told them that it was a lie, a facade?
A ruse?
Yeah.
They weren't happy. Part of me thinks that they...
Have never forgiven you?
Yeah.
They haven't spoken to you since.
And that was about 10 years ago. But really, let us know if you guys have done anything similar on your siblings or relatives. Because you'll probably be feeling the same sense of shame, really. I haven't stopped feeling since that day.
Doesn't wash off, kids.
Well, Ben, it has been quite a while since we've got a podcast episode out.
Yeah, well, I mean, we are really sorry about it being so long. It's just that we've just been so busy. But now, hopefully, that we've had some things finished, that we can give you more podcasts, but almost every couple of weeks, hopefully, than that.
And as per the usual, just keep sending in your feedback, guys, and suggestions for next episodes, because we want to know what you guys want to hear, basically. So
if you're thinking of a good skit, then suggest it to us and we'll do our best to
rip it off. But
other than that, it's time to go. So thanks for listening to the Fantasy Edition of Smooth Speak FM.